Holiday Season and Christmas Season by John M. Grondelsky. In America, the secular holiday season ended sometime around 4 a.m. on January 1st as the last New Year's revelers made their way home for a long winter's nap. Most likely before the 12 days of Christmas are out, most Christmas trees will be gone as well. January 6th will, this year for several reasons, be less often remembered as Epiphany than as Insurrection Day. Instead, something of a quadrennial secular holiday season will now set in. The new Senate and House assembled on January 3rd. Congress will gather today, January 6th, to count electoral college ballots and confirm the election of the new president and vice president. Finally, on January 20th, the somewhat new president will be inaugurated. This year's festive political holiday will be interrupted by one, potentially two, somber events. Wedged into the week of January 6th will be the state funeral of Jimmy Carter, including Washington services on January 9th. And Donald Trump's inauguration coincides with Martin Luther King Day, which is likely to spur controversy over how the new president does, or doesn't, embody King's commitments to racial equality. In any event, the holiday season in the religious sense is, for all intents and purposes, over for most Americans. They'll have to wait until next September before they can begin to see Christmas ornaments again. The church, of course, insists that the holiday season has only just begun. Christmas time lasts officially until January 11th. Unofficially, it can extend through March 4th, Mardi Gras, which is to say Carnival. This bifurcation of the holiday season from the fullness of Christmas is not, as with the Orthodox, a case of different calendars. It's a question of different perspectives about the holiday. The church spent most of December in Advent, the Christmas preparatory season. America's holiday season has no Advent. December is not so much preparation, for what would we prepare save the grand finale, as it is anticipation, incrementally celebrating the big day through holiday parties, caroling, and attending the Nutcracker or Christmas Carol. The preparation we get is the consumer countdown of buying days until December 25th. For Christians, what started on December 25th continues to have defining value in human life. In its secular shadow, however, the holiday is a date sanctioned by culture and tradition, but nothing more. To attribute to it an abiding significance would, many might argue, breach the separation of church and state and unfairly smuggle sectarianism into the public square, or something like that. Consider that for Catholics, while January 1st has an intrinsic connection to Christmas, the octave day, whose gospel also includes references to the shepherd's coming, for holiday keepers it need not. Christmas trees might offer a pretty ambience, but the focus is on hopes for a better future, without the conviction that what happened 8 days prior is what makes that better future possible. Catholics should not just throw up their hands and acquiesce to this regrettable descent into the status quo. While our larger culture may sharply divide the sacred and the civil, we need not go along. At the very least, we should try to save the spirit of the traditional Christmas season through January 6th. Epiphany, which means the manifestation of the Savior to the Gentiles, i.e., to the world, was at one time a more important feast than December 25th. Also, given that our Orthodox brethren mark Christmas on January 7th to 8th, common ecumenical witness might latch on to the extended celebration to keep Christmas alive. There are, of course, factors militating against Catholics, even in the church. The U.S. bishop's transfer of Epiphany to a Sunday has truncated Christmas time and left a vacuum for the identification of January 6th to be filled by a partisan reading. Twelfth Night hardly makes sense to modern Christians when Epiphany can be, according to transfer by episcopal fiat, anywhere from 9th to 14th night. This results in yet another element of our Christian past rendered incoherent thanks to pastoral tinkerers. That doesn't mean that we, lay and religious faithful, shouldn't try to resist both the secular and liturgical reduction of Christmas. Catholics should work to reattach the fullness of Christmas to the Christmas holiday. One of the best ways is to refuse the tendency to hustle off Christmas proper as soon after December 25th as we can. Because in the process of cutting off Christmas on December 25th, and thus practically amputating it even from New Year's Day, we abet the secularization that denies Christianity had any formative, defining role in our culture. The first place to begin is at home. Do the Christmas tree, Christmas decorations, and nativity scene need to go away on the truncated American timetable? Once upon a time, some Catholic cultures kept them up at least through February 2nd, the presentation of the Lord. We can also start in our schools. Why do Christmas plays have to be scheduled only before Christmas? Would it be a bad thing to put on performances of the arrival of the Magi, the Epiphany, the presentation in the temple, the circumcision, and other landmarks in our Lord's early life in January too? Either we will define the holiday season as Christmas, or others will define Christmas for us as the holiday season. It's not about saying Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays, though what we say is telling. It's bigger than that. It's about Ebenezer Scrooge's pledge to honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year, or at least through Twelfth Night.